Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about this past week's show. But before we do, make sure you check us out on our blog, divaofdual.com. Carrie has been putting up some of our interviews from the Day of Days. I think there's about five or six up there now. I think she has about three or four to go, so she'll eventually get those up for you. So be sure to check those out. You can also find us on Twitter at Diva of Dual, and we also have a Facebook page, and you can also find us on iTunes. I think Carrie, who is the Diva, and Anna at Causey Hooch can't make it tonight. So I have Jen here who helps us out.
Hey.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And where can we find you on Twitter?
I'm at REXJJK at Twitter.
Okay, and we have a new person helping us out tonight. She's a big fan of Tay and Leanne, and also she's going to help us. So it's Nikki. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah. So thanks for coming on board and helping, too, and have a lot to talk about. So I guess we can jump right in and talk about the time jump from this past week. I don't know about anybody else, but I think I've been liking it. I don't know what you girls take is on it, but I like it. I think it's innovative. It's different. It's new. It has me wanting to know what's going to happen, like each day.
Yep.
And
what
trying
did
to figure
happen.
It out. And what did happen and why it happened and seeing if I'm guessing right, like, okay, you know, why did this happen and how? And then maybe along the way, it's kind of like an everyday cliffhanger. I think
yep.
it's different.
Yeah.
I know some people are out there that don't like it or complaining, but I'm thinking we need to give it a chance, especially with what's been going on, which we can talk about that later, about the whole contract stuff and everything. But
yeah.
I've been liking it. So you guys have liked it. I don't know if everybody has watched some of it, at least, or whatever.
I like it for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't like that Adrian and Haley are gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But then again, we always say, are they really ever gone?
Yeah, that's true.
Did they ever come back?
Right.
Yeah. And then I've heard some people saying it kind of almost reminds you of an alternate universe, which
yeah.
it kind of does at this point. Yeah.
I'm kind of in the middle about it because it's so fresh right now.
Right.
I do like that it's very intriguing. It is keeping us on our toes. Like you said, it is fresh. It's something new.
Yeah.
It's different. There's so many questions. I also don't like that they killed off Adrian because I really like Judy Evans.
Adrian.
But it is Days
mm-hmm.
of Our Lives and people come back. So you never know. You never know.
Yeah. True. Yeah, so, yeah, so I guess maybe we can start as, like, it started with Jennifer waking up from her coma
mm-hmm.
After a year, and it kind of showed how Jack took care of her and everything, and then what we find out that Eve is in jail for
mm-hmm.
killing, for pushing her.
Yeah.
And of course, Jennifer... It was kind of fun to see her there. And then, yeah, supposedly. I guess because somehow, I guess, if I remember correctly, somebody doctored the video or something and somehow
yeah.
put her there.
Dr. Rolf.
I guess probably Rolf did. Yeah. Okay. And so Jennifer is telling Jack she doesn't think it was Eve, but she really can't remember who pushed her. Conveniently, she wakes up, of course, and I heard Melissa Reeves say in an interview, well, she, you know, that takes away the whole idea, the story, if she would wake up all of a sudden and remember who did it.
Yeah.
So that would
can I just
take
say
away
that
the whole
that
Princess
was a,
Gina storyline.
That was a very good transition to the new,
you
know, with her waking up from coma. That was a really, really good idea from the writers for them to do for this time jump.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense. Because I was afraid when I
and
heard about it a while ago, you know, I thought it was going to be just boom and it's a new day. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. It's kind of now how Jennifer's going to be told about what happens in this year. And I was watching an interview, and Matthew Ashford said, in a sense, Jennifer's the audience.
Yeah.
You are seeing Jennifer's, they're using Jennifer coming out of the coma and learning. Everybody's going to be telling her, or Jack, or whoever's going to be, you know, what we're seeing is what Jennifer's also learning. And her, you know, so, which is true. So we're seeing it through Jennifer's eyes, I guess, the audience is. So, yeah. And let's see. Let's see. Okay, then, so we had that. And so we know Princess Gina. And then we have, the whole Princess Gina thing. She's painting a... Yeah, I know. We'll get that out of the way real quick.
Yeah.
So she has... she's painting this portrait, and supposedly she is talking to... She calls Steffi. And we see this person sitting there. So it sounds like Stefano could be alive, because also Chad and Abby are back. And Chad told Abby that he's been in contact with Stefano. He hasn't seen him, but they've been messaging back and forth. So she guess sooner or later this picture is going to be revealed. She keeps calling him Steffi. And also she's scheming to get John back.
That was
how did you like that whole idea? Yeah. This hope's over there, because in these flashbacks we find out that Marlene is offered this job over in Europe somewhere, head of this symposium or psychology thing. On a panel, right?
Psychiatrist
doctor.
Panel.
Yeah. And she didn't want to go, but finally John talked her into going. I guess because she talked to Hope, and then Hope talked to John and says, oh, you shouldn't be selfish. You've gone away and left her. Of course, this is Princess Gina trying to manipulate the whole thing. So she goes. And then, so somehow there's a flood in Hope's apartment. And she's talking to John one day. And he invites her to stay with him. I'm there, really?
Seriously?
So... That's how we find out that Hope has moved in with John. So I thought that was kind of, so this whole time she's scheming to get John back. And of course we saw at the end of the day.
Did you watch
Friday?
Friday's episode? Because
what?
I know a lot of people didn't see it because of the impeachment
Trump
going on. Yeah.
Trump. Yeah,
I didn't see it, but
I saw it online. Yeah.
You saw it online. Okay.
I didn't see it,
but I read recaps of it. And I saw that, I read that Gina, quote unquote, spills wine on her shirt and is half naked or something.
That'll be coming up. Yeah. John went to get the food or whatever. And you see her throwing wine on herself and starting to unbutton her shirt. Like it's an excuse to take her shirt off because she spilled her wine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to come. Yeah. And then at the end on Friday, Marlena walks in the door, I guess.
Yeah.
From coma unexpectedly. And she says, what's going on here?
Oh, God.
So that whole storyline, I could do without the Princess Gina. And I've been hearing a lot of people not happy with Princess Gina.
I didn't like it the first time.
The same. You know, like it the first time. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what the hell?
No. Yeah. The accent's not too good, but yeah. Anyway. So, okay. So another thing that's going on, it's like everything is like now we have Adrian dead, we have Jordan dead, and we have Haley dead. So we have Ben accused of killing Jordan. We have Will accused of killing
Adrian.
And we find out that Kristen... Yeah, killed Haley. So Ben is in jail, but Yeah. So we have Sierra, who's now working for Titan in Victor's good graces, and she's kind of playing Victor, because at first we see her telling Victor she's done with Ben, and you know, she's going to be concentrating on her work. And then in the next scene, you see her talking to Ben in jail, and they're trying to figure out a way, because they believe that Victor had Jordan killed. So that's kind of what they're leading us to believe. So maybe he had Xander do it. Then I'm thinking, or was it Clyde, you know, or whatever. But I'm thinking somehow Victor has something to do. I mean, him and Xander have something going on. I'm thinking that could be why Xander, he did that maybe. And that's why he gave Xander in charge, because Xander's now in charge of Titan. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Nicole and Brady.
You know.
It could be Clyde. Yeah, there could be a twist. You know what I mean? But this is right now,
because,
this is kind of what they're showing us.
Because next week, Clyde's going to be doing something crazy coming in next week. So, but I won't spoil it.
Yeah, I probably should stay out of these groups that I'm in, because they show these spoilers ahead of time, like this is what's happening. And I'd love to know, somebody must be on the inside there to be shown, you know, to be able to be putting these, I don't know, these spoilers out there.
Yeah,
but anyway, I'm liking them.
Even for Christmas, like a month in advance.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, So then we know, but we don't know exactly how Will killed Adrian. Everybody's kind
Will
of assuming it was a car accident. Yeah, it was an accident, but I think as they're saying, but I'm thinking, I wonder if he was driving, he was drunk or something. Of course, he's been there, done that with Eric.
Correct.
Dan, yeah.
And since when are people allowed to keep their wedding rings in jail?
Yeah.
No, I
you
don't
will.
Know. Yeah,
you
usually
close,
you can't have any
kind.
You
got a close eye, Jen.
True. And then, of course, there's their where the conflicts. I mean, how is that? It has to be the biggest conflict. There's Sonny, and he killed his mother. You know, your husband kills your mother, and then there's this new guy Evan in town who has eyes for Sonny. He's Rafe's. He's baby. Yeah, he's the nanny.
He's a nanny.
He's kind of a very attractive guy.
He
is
kind
of
hot.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, I'm going to say, bye-bye, Will. Will who?
Yep.
He's like, oh, Will.
Who's Will?
Yeah.
Well, there's the conflict.
Who's Will?
There's the conflict.
Well, of course, yeah, that's another conflict,
Yeah, you got to have the conflict.
So now with Adrian dead on Friday, we see they kind of allude to Kayla's going home to her man. She's going home to her main squeeze when she's talking to Doug and Julie. Of course, everybody's thinking, if you know, oh, it's going to be Patch. Oh, Patch is back. Well, no, she comes home when it's Justin. Yeah, gives him a kiss. He comes in. I like how they did it. He kind of turns around. He comes into the, you know, he kisses her. So I'm thinking.
I also don't like that.
She was there to comfort him. Yeah, that kind of is kind of weird. It's kind of. Do you remember it's kind of like when it was Kayla and Shane?
Ooh, Kayla and Shane.
Kayla and Shane.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
But same thing. It's your brother-in-law. You know, it's your husband's sister's. What, you know, it's kind of the same thing. She was with her sister. That was, Shane was worse. It was with your sister's husband. It's like, I know.
So gross.
That was weird. Yeah. Just like you can't see anybody other, you know, with Kayla and not Justin, but I don't know. So that's kind of interesting. So we have to kind of see how that played out. And of course we had Doug and Julie, which was cute. Mm-hmm. What did you think about them? About Doug.
I didn't
get you see
Doug name in the place.
Yeah.
He renovated. It's really nice in there. They renovated the whole set, I guess, for Doug's place. And they renamed it Julie's Place. So it's Julie's place. Kind of did that for Julie.
They could just call
it
DJs.
Yeah, they could. Like Doug and Julie's, both of them. But they're so cute together.
Yeah.
Solid,
they're so
cute. They're so cute together. Yeah. And so, you know, she has Stefan's heart, and Aunt Gabby's controlling it with that app.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that whole storyline.
Tony and Anna.
And you got, yeah, Tony and Anna.
They
yeah.
need to come
and
back
did make
and
a
crush Gabby.
Yes. Tony needs, or Andre, or both, need to come back and take over Damira. You know,
yep.
Damira needs to be run. I know Chad's back, but no, they need somebody stronger than that to come back.
Yeah.
So they had talked about, they did mention Tony and Anna being off together on their honeymoon or whatever in Paris. But they will be back next year sometime in the time jump. So they are going to be part of it. Theo kind of teased at the Day of Days about that.
And Gabby had the nerve to call Anna a loon.
Nutsy.
Yeah.
A nut. Well, she is a little nut. I mean, come on.
She's
a little nutsy.
She's a nut in her own
as
funny kind of way.
Liam
yeah.
says she's got many personalities.
Yeah, but she owns it.
Yes, she does. That's my girl.
Yeah, but that's what makes, you know, that's what makes Anna.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
She's always been a little kooky, but.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you guys see the part where Gabby was fooling around with Ellie and she hit her phone and Julie almost had a gun? Again, I couldn't believe
that was hilarious. She put her phone under the couch and then he's on top of her on the couch and all of a sudden Julie's there. Oh my God, my heart! That was
so stupid.
I know that. And then Gabby gets up and realizes what she did, and she's just like fixing it, you know. And then they come back to Doug's place, and Abby and now Julie and Gabby are all chummy, like best friends. And she told Gabby what happened, and Gabby said, "Oh, are you all right now? Oh, my God." Like, I'm there, oh, my God. playing along with her. Yeah, so I like the idea now Gabby and Eli are together. And Eli's working for her. He turned down his job as commissioner. You know what I mean? He gave it back to, I don't know who the commissioner is. I bet you it's Rafe. I don't think, because there's somebody new, because he was talking to Abe. Because now Abe's the mayor. Because Jack stepped down from that, and he said something about Eli stepped down as commissioner since Lonnie left. So I wouldn't doubt it's Rafe now, but they haven't shown that yet. But that's just who I'm thinking.
Just imagine how he's going to react down the line when he finds out Gabby's responsible for all of it.
Yep.
It's going to be explosive.
Yeah, which eventually, you know, all these little secret things, of course, are going to come out.
Poor Lonnie.
And then, of course, we have the and we have the whole thing of So, of course, Lonnie goes out, joins a convent, get away from it all. There she finds Kristen, who's kind of, I think, Kristen's there because she's responsible for Haley's death, but we don't quite know yet how. Has something to do with, I think, when she and Brady had their baby and supposedly lost their baby.
Supposedly.
So we have supposedly, because Brady's now going to AA meetings, but he's been staying away from the alcohol even through all his grief and losing Kristen and with Maggie. And then JJ's on drugs because of Haley, so now he's back to taking drugs.
Addiction here.
Yeah, and then he's all scruffy looking. And him and Brady get into it because he's kind of, you know, your dumb, stupid, crazy girlfriend. And then
Eric gets decked.
Yeah, and we know that Kristen had a little girl, okay? But now we see that there's a little six-month-old baby. Sarah has a little girl who she named Mickey.
Mackenzie.
Or Mackenzie, but Mickey, too.
Well,
call her Mickey.
Call
her
Mickey.
Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Mickey, that line where Maggie said Mickey was in my bed and Victor like spit out his drink.
Oh yes, yeah, and then Victor. Oh yeah, she found where Victor put all his liquor and stuff.
Yeah.
About Mickey in bed. Yeah. Victor kind of got a little jealous, or Xander must have said anything, but now we see. So we have a six-month-old baby girl. So Sarah had a baby girl around the same time. How
yeah.
much do you want to bet
that, oh,
that,
yeah.
is, that Sarah's baby died? And
yeah.
I'm thinking Xander switched babies. But then
stay
the
away
other
from spoilers.
Thing that kind of, yes, but that's what I've been hearing. So that's what I'm
yes,
thinking.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. So at the end on Friday's show, we find out that, of course, Eric found out about the baby being his, but
ooh.
Xander stepped in and said, no, no, the baby's mine. We got together again. Of course, Sarah went along with it. Nicole went along with it. So she still hasn't
of course.
Come clean to Eric. Yeah. So everyone thinks that the baby is Xander's. But we all think that that baby is really Kristen and Brady's baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it could get interesting there. So there's a lot of, like, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of different stuff going on. I don't know. Is there,
a
I don't
lot.
Know if there's anything. Oh, there's a lot. I'm trying to think who else. Oh, well, okay. Brady and Nicole were running basic black. Well, Xander's in charge of Titan. And they all kind of have a little bit of different look. Xander now looks different. He has glasses on. Some of the hairstyles are different. Kayla
Brady
has a different hairstyle. Yeah, Brady looks a little different. They all kind of look a little different. Yeah, Chad and Abby are back, and Chad thinks. So it's going to be, we haven't seen Dr. Rolfe yet, so I don't know what he's up to. So, but yeah, it's been kind of interesting. And they were, during Day of Days, they were giving little hints. Teo gave a hint. There's a storyline he's not happy with. So he uses his anger of the storyline, because also the character is supposed to be angry about the situation at hand that they come
mm-hmm.
back, that him and Anna come back to. And I think it has to do along the lines with Stefano being there.
Well, Stefano.
So we'll have to,
I hope
yeah,
they didn't recast him.
I don't think they recast him. It's a little, I'm just hearing spoilers, but maybe I shouldn't say anything.
No, I don't
surprised.
Think you should say it. I don't think you should say it.
Yeah,
just
people can be surprised.
They did not recast.
There's speculation, but they did not recast Stefano.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just think, if you think Dr. Rolfe, you can maybe configure if he had his hand in it. Yeah. What's going to go down. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was, I think that's about all that happened this week. It's only been a week of the time jump, so I'm liking it. I know some people say it's dumb, but I think it's, you know, a good thing. For the show, they needed to do something different. And if anybody ever watches This Is Us, I don't know, I really like that show. And they jump from past, present, future in their storytelling.
Yeah,
and
did
it's done
guys,
really well.
Yeah, did you guys ever watch Any Day Now?
No.
That's a show that would go backwards and forwards.
Okay.
See, there must be other shows out there like that, but nothing in daytime has been done. Like that.
No.
Is that like a primetime show?
It was a primetime show in the 90s. Actually, Richard Biggs was in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Marcus.
Oh, they played Marcus. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we just have to give it a chance.
Well, I'm excited to see Kate and how she got to where she is, like in the promo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It shows a waitress thing at
the
baby
pub. Yeah, we haven't found that yet.
I'm
so
also
that's
excited
yet to come up.
For Caddy's return. I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I like Caddy. Maybe they'll put her with Roman.
Love... Oh my God!
I think she's supposed to be in with Eve. She's supposed to be
hey,
in with Eve.
Hey, they can play for
so...
Roman.
She's in jail with
yeah. Roman. Oh, yeah, because we did see Roman. Roman was in the time. I mean, Roman's just the same. Nothing new's happening with Roman in the time jump. They don't have anybody with
unless
him.
He's,
so.
Unless he's with Kate. Kate's working at Brady Pub.
See, somebody was saying that. they're going to hope maybe Roman and Kate can get back together because
maybe.
She's going to be working.
You never
for
know. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, so a lot of people like them together.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Victor's his same self. You know, Victor
mm-hmm.
hasn't changed. He's still his snarky self. I think we covered everybody.
I was really surprised to see Victor because I was hearing rumors about John retiring, and I didn't think Victor was going to make it in the time jump, to be honest. So I was kind of happy to see him.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I think those retirement rumors have been going around for a while. Every year you think, oh, this is his last year, and he's still there. I was hoping he'd be at it's probably too hard. It would be too hard for him to come to Day of Days,
mm-hmm.
I think. But I met him there the first time back in 2011 when I went for the first time, and he's like the sweetest thing, like real quiet, and
mm-hmm.
he was with Suzanne Rogers. Now, she wasn't there this year either at Day of Days, but she's been at the last couple that I've been at. That was a fun time, Day of Days. I know we called in last week. Were you there, Jen? I think you were. Were you there?
I was there for half the show that my phone died. And I had to listen to it on the computer.
Okay, because we probably called in towards the end of the show, the last half hour, I think.
Yeah.
Because we were going home. We went out to eat, and we were on our way home. So we called in and talked a little bit about Day of Days with Carrie and Anna. So, yeah, that was fun. A lot of fun interviews. We missed a couple. You usually don't always get everybody. But everybody, they're all just so nice and fun to talk with. Really loved Stacey Heideck. She was really fun.
Oh, my God. She's
so
awesome.
So much different than Kristen. Yeah, she is so, I mean, and I have to admit, cause, and talking to Brady, because I had to tease Eric again, like I always do, about, oh, Brady, what are you thinking, Brady Rick? And he says, now come on. He says, now don't you think? He says, come on. He says, do you like Brady and Kristen together? And I'm shaking my head, no. I was being honest with him. He said, okay. And I said, but, you know, I'm seeing a softer side of Kristen. And like Stacey was there, she said, yeah. And I said, it sounds like they're going to be redeeming her. He says, oh, just wait or whatever, and things are going to get heated up. And then so he asked me, okay then, well, who do you like Brady with? And I said, I like him with Nicole. He said, okay. But they are really good chemistry together. I mean, they were, like, joking around. And then we got a really cute picture of them with Matthew Ashford and Melissa Reeves. They came in behind them, and so they all four of them got together, and we got a good picture of them together. And Missy Reeves and Matt Ashford were fun to talk to. But so it was a good time. They had the question and answers, and then they showed the clip and the spoiler thing. And then they had a little tribute to John Clark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a lot of interviews out there from everybody. Michael Fairman has all the interviews up on his, and I know there's a lot of. So, I think most of them got everybody. So it's nice to listen to the different interviews.
The BuzzFeed interviews are really, really good too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're always funny. They're always good. And it's nice because they have the video. I mean, they have the video where you can see them. So. Yeah. So, what's everyone think of the contract and the when everybody said about days being canceled? You wouldn't believe my phone was blown up from like family and friends that really don't watch the show, but know that I have my passion for days and I had just everybody knew I just got back from Day of Days, and my son's texting me, my daughter's texting me, my aunts, my cousins.
My brother texted me.
Yeah, people were posting on my timeline. Yeah. And they're all saying, did you hear Days is getting canceled? I said, if you read the art, that TMZ, they're like, I don't know. I said, they're really not canceled as of yet. They're still in the go. From what I understand, and Freddie Smith was out there He had a good an explanation for it. Michael Fairman's had it, and like different actors are coming on and
yeah.
they're doing their videos and they're tweeting and stuff.
Well, I don't
saying,
really listen to TMZ, but what really got me worried before I really learned about it was when my mom, she texted me one morning, she recorded our freaking WGN, like our morning news,
right?
Like a legit morning news station about it, and I'm like, okay, is this for real now? Because it's not a tabloid, you know. So then I really got worried.
Right.
So I started texting Marianne.
It got on
too.
The.
Like,
yeah, it did get on like the national news and the more like legit news stations, but I guess it's because the big thing is. They're saying that all the actors are released from their contracts, which they are, because they do that anyway every 13 weeks. And now with so many of them, and they're 8 months ahead, so they're going on like a 3 months hiatus or 4 months, and they might be back sooner. But say it's even 4 months, they don't want the actors to have to be tied to their contracts. So, yeah, they could go out and get other jobs, but I guess they maybe are taking a risk that if they are renewed in March, hopefully they can get the actors back, or if not,
right.
I don't
know.
But
you know
we
what?
Go through this every
even
year.
If,
every year it's
even
the thing,
if it doesn't work
know.
Out, we still got a whole year that's already filmed to watch.
Yeah,
so,
right. And,
you know?
And people think that it's going to be canceled like as of today. No, they have shows that's going to take them clear into the summer? Clear past
literally.
The summer. 8 months
literally.
Worth of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. November, December, January.
Let's just
March,
hope
April,
they end
May,
it right.
July. Yeah, right into the summer. Should take them right
Let's
through
hope
the summer.
They don't end it.
Yeah.
No,
and now they're in negotiations. And you find out usually by March or something, but every year it's this way. Or it's a year-by-year thing. Is Sony gonna, you know, are they gonna renew days? And we go through this.
Maybe they're waiting
but I'm
to
thinking,
see how this time jump works. You know, I think
well,
this is
that's
the thing
another
that's
thing
really
too.
Gonna. This is the thing that's really
right.
gonna. Either it's gonna boost us or it's gonna tank. It's there's no gray area.
Yeah, so I'm hoping people, and I know that the actors are out there and they're encouraging people if they can to watch live. Which is hard for a lot of people. A lot of people work.
Yep.
So
I don't know how they judge it, but how about can't they tell the people that go and like DVR it, watch it on demand, watch it
DVR works.
On the Days site?
I do know for a fact ratings are also from DVR and also from, like if you have the NBC app, you know, on your smart TV or
on
your phone, and then you watch it, that is. But if you're watching it on YouTube or something like that, that obviously doesn't play into it.
No.
Right.
Yeah. So
I got a technical question for you ladies. I have what you call a track phone. You buy minutes, like, ahead of time. Now, if I had downloaded the app, when I watched an episode, would it cost me units?
NBC app, no matter whether it's on your phone or your TV, it is free. And also the episode of Days of Our Lives is free. They're free on there. You don't have to have a subscription, like a cable subscription or anything. Because I don't even have cable because, you know, I have Hulu and Netflix and a smart TV. So I thought, I'm not going to be able to watch it. Then I downloaded the NBC app and it's free. And it's like they have all the episodes from, I think, 2 months from the, you know, so.
Yeah.
Can you get the ABC, can you get the NBC app on a track phone like that? See, I don't know. I don't have one.
Then I don't, if it's a smartphone, I'm sure you can. You just go to the app store if you have
Do you have like an app store on your?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NBC app should be free to download. I know mine was.
It is.
Most
of
my apps are. If it's, you know, compatible with your phone. Yeah.
Right.
Then
or do you have a tablet? Do you have a tablet at all?
Well, I
have
a laptop.
Okay. If you go
laptop?
Well,
that works.
If you go to NBC.com.
Okay.
Just go to NBC.com and then you'll click on Days of Our Lives, and you can watch it there too, for free.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just go right to their site. Yeah, you might have to watch it maybe the next day. I don't know if you can still watch it the same day or next day. I'm not sure of that.
You can watch it the same day. The new episode from that day. So, like, for instance, it premieres at 1 p.m. here in Chicago, and then the episode will be ready for you to watch on the app at like 7 p.m. So it's a 7-hour time lapse. So.
Yeah, because you can't, you probably can't watch it live all the
week.
I
work.
Probably weren't. You work. The same with me. But even if people that are home with the hearings going on, I think it was preempted in a lot of places during the afternoon.
So Wednesday and Friday, I think
people
it
have
was.
To watch it. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It might be Monday too. It might be on Monday. But I mean, I'm enjoying these impeachment hearings, so.
I watch some of them. It's like, oh, please, you done?
I'm done. I'm done.
Hope
with
they
him.
Work. Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Or as Teo says, next.
Yep.
Next. Oh gosh. Oh, that's so funny, man. That is him. Next.
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, when you're done, you're dismissed. Bye.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah. He was so funny. It was like when with our interview, because these interns lead them around. So he saw us.
Oh, yeah, tell them that story
about. He's going down, and he was supposed to go to this one. He says, no, I'm going here to the diva. And he sits down, and Leanne is sitting over there they're finishing up the other interview. So he sits down, and they're trying to lead Leanne away. He says, no, she's over here with me. Come here. So it's like those poor interns over there, like, and usually they're like, they want to wrap us up like 5 minutes, No, Taya wasn't that five. Oh, we were there for about like maybe 10 or 11 minutes. It's like, yeah, when he's ready to go, then he goes.
And Leanne came right over. She listens to him.
Yep. Smart woman.
There he is. Cause she kind of lost him because he wasn't going where they were supposed to go. He kind of veered over to our place, just sat down. Hello, how's everyone? It's like, okay. That was fun. So,
yeah, I got to get the next UFS one.
Huh?
I've got to get the next UFS one.
Oh,
That's what I do. Yeah.
I go to LA every year, but I just came back from LA in August. So if I would have known, I wouldn't have gone in August. I would have gone with Marianne in November.
They're always usually that weekend in November because it's always around the weekend of their anniversary. Usually been that second weekend in November. Now I don't know. This is going to be. Hopefully they get renewed because this would be the 55th year. I mean, this was the 54th anniversary.
Yeah.
So I was happy they made it to the 50th.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if they'd probably have some kind of big to-do for the 55th if they get renewed. So I don't know. I don't know. Well,
renewed,
I don't know what I do.
Me and Jen will be there.
My God. Yeah. I've been watching it since I've been 11, and that's a long time. A long time.
That is
like
a long
1960s. It's since 1967, 65,
yeah.
69,
wow.
Something like that.
I've been watching since 88.
Because it came on in 65. Yeah, I know. But then people that may have only been watching a couple years. Yeah.
How long have you been watching?
But some people have only come in.
I started watching it, and I remember the exact episode. It was summer of 2003. So I was probably about to enter high school, and I remember Sammy was in the hospital because Andre had pushed her through the door. Oh, well, they thought it was Tony. And she couldn't, she didn't have the voice.
Oh.
She couldn't talk.
Oh, okay.
And that was exactly
okay,
when
I
started
that.
Watching it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember the first time I saw Lauren was when she was marrying Roman and she had the bloody cake dress, or the bloody dress, because Roman was, there was the whole slasher storyline.
Yeah,
storyline.
So,
yeah,
that's when I started watching it. So.
Yeah.
But I've seen everything.
So I go
80s.
Back to the.
I've got 50
but
CDs
you got into
of Bigger Lives from the 80s. Oh, of course. Tony,
yeah.
Anna, are you kidding me?
Yeah, because you started seeing them on, finding them on the, what, did you discovered them on YouTube, I guess, or?
Oh, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, when.
How did you get
when,
interested in Tony and Anna?
When Anna came back during the 2007, during when she found Tony on the island, right, and then
okay.
I collected all the DVDs of them in the 80s.
Oh, man, I got to get
back and watch their stuff in the 80s. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You should message me later. I can give you all the info.
Oh.
How to get them.
Definitely.
They're fairly cheap, too.
Cool.
Okay, so you got them all.
So,
okay.
Well, then also Madeline from the Demeriden had uploaded a lot of episodes too, which is sadly not there anymore. But so that was also a good archive.
Mhm. So where did you find that? Is that archived out there somewhere, or do you have the tapes, actual tapes?
No, there's a website called Media Find. So Media FIND 5. The letter or the number five.com, and you go to Days of Our Lives, and they have some episodes from 1965, they have some from 1984, but they've got every single DVD from 1985 up until I think last year. And you could do it, it's like $3 per weekly CD, so they'll have like say week of August 12th to the it's only $3 per CD.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Okay.
It's called Media Find 5.
FIND 5.
Yep.
Okay. .com. So that's MED.
It's amazing.
MEDIA.
Yep.
FIND 5.
Okay, I put that in my phone.
Yes, and it's not just Days of Our Lives. It's got all General Hospital and everything. It was quite a find. And they're legit. It's
quite
a
find.
So.
Yeah.
It's not a scam either.
I know.
They're trustworthy.
Yeah, because the Demira Den's not out there anymore. That was a fun find,
yeah.
I know.
So.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So hopefully this negotiations will be going through.
I hope so.
You have to hope for it. Yeah. But I don't know.
I think they're waiting. I bet you 100% they're waiting to see how people react, how the views react to this storyline.
Time jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. It usually comes down to the wire. You know, until we find out when they're renewed. So, anyway.
All right.
Well, anything
okay.
else? Did we miss anything else? I guess that's...
No.
Think
no.
of anything else. Covered everything. See what happens this week. Probably
yeah,
do the show next week. So.
Thank you for inviting me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jump in on here.
Thanks for the find, yeah, to check it out.
Yes, thank you for that link.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again.
Night, ladies.
Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.